Joy Tactics.
Jack, you got the...
Just wait.
The audio cue?
This will be fun. Oh, it's fucking ambiance? Fuck. Wait. This is the pre-roll of the podcast. If we leave this in, I think maybe we don't leave this in. But hold on, I got a good intro. I'm sorry.
Did it not work, Jack? Or are you just like,
I accidentally what were you ambience. Trying to do? I accidentally put on ambiance instead of what I'm trying to do, which I think is going to be a really nice way to start it. Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yep.
What are his vitals looking like?
They're bad. He's fucking... It's really bad. It's really fucking bad right
What's
now.
What's going on with him? Doctor, hand me fucking...
What's sadder is that none of his friends showed up. He has no family that's here. He's in a comatose state. Immediate. We should describe what's going on, I think, right now.
Yeah, let's waste no time. Also, I will say, I can't. That was such a disappointment. I thought the EKG noise was gonna like throw us headfirst in some amazing act out.
Damn! What if that fucking lasted the whole podcast, and it was just like we did some amazing fucking improv, like a whole
medical two-person. gets us a fucking spinoff into Grey's Anatomy called Jewish and Lebanese Anatomy. The first ever hospital to go directly from a fucking synagogue in Maryland. And then the Jews build the underground tunnel straight to fucking Beirut. And in the tunnels where all peace remains.
The anyways. Race-based Grey's Anatomy.
Race-basting.
Race-basting. But Eric is not on the podcast today. Yeah, I know we've been doing a lot of two-man podcasts. And that's will never happen again. But Eric is right now, he couldn't do the podcast because he has a doctor's appointment. And this is a big deal for Eric because I don't think he's been to a doctor in like 8 years or something like that. And I feel like literally this is a weekly occurrence where he's like, he'll ask me, when was the last time you've been to a doctor? And he's very curious about, like, I think it's been so long that I think he hasn't, like, he's not privy to the, like, the medical technology advances that have happened in the last, like, 10 years. Like, I think, I was like, you're just going to get your blood drawn. Like, he's just getting a physical.
Right. And you don't like hear anything. When you get a physical,
Yeah, but the needles, I feel like, have shrunk, you know what I'm saying, the last like 15 years.
Actually, like, that's a conspiracy. Yeah. Needles are shrinking.
They're definitely shrinking. But yeah, is Eric's that true? Compared to when I was a child, yeah, absolutely.
Bro, you grew.
Thick ass fucking.
You grew, man. No.
It's not an optical illusion, dude. No way.
It's not. It's not an optical illusion. You grew, bro. You think the needles are shrinking? I mean, maybe they are. I don't want to laugh at it.
The needles are shrinking 100%. They get smaller. Every time I go to a doctor, they get smaller and smaller. And I'm damn near thinking they're vanishing at this point. And they're just hovering over my fucking skin with a vial, and it's just transporting with Bluetooth technology.
Jesus. Yeah, needles are shrinking. So what the fuck was we about to say about that?
Well, we're just predicting some medical predicaments that could happen at this doctor's appointment for Eric.
Oh, right. So you know, here's the thing. Yeah. All right. Let's predict it. So
also we can text him because it's at 8 o'clock. So he's like 10 minutes away from, I bet you mid podcast, we could get like
I think we will get an earth shattering phone call at the end of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say A. I'm gonna guess this is an extremely elegant doctor's office. I think this is, what do they call it? A boutique doctor or something like that? When it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Not a boutique. Whatever. I think he walks in there. I think they're playing Lil' Kim, Jump Off. Because everybody who goes there has medical anxiety. And so they have to like set the tone right. They got the ashwagandha ready to go. Yeah. They got the
hard cider on tap.
Hard cider.
Strongbow.
Heated seats. Different stimming areas. All the doctors and nurses are extremely sexy, except for the actual person who comes in to tell you the truth. They are an executioner's hood. And they come in. And so Eric's going to sit down. Mr. Rahill, how long has it been since you've had a checkup? It's been 8 years. 8 years. Unheard of. God only knows.
You're going to have to put him in the full body fucking scan. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to try and put the blood pressure cuff on his arm and it's going to pop right away. One heartbeat. That thing's going to poosh.
He was saying that, like, you know how they do a questionnaire before, like, family history? And there's always a point where it says, how many drinks per week? And he was like, none.
None? That was making me laugh. Last episode, Eric saying that he was so full that he wanted to scream.
Yeah. No! That's crazy, dude.
That is crazy. It's literal clinical insanity. Okay, let's get right down to it. Blood pressure, I'm going to guess. Let's start throwing some numbers out there.
Yeah, dude. We should actually. I don't know what's a good. Let me ask ChatGPT here. What's a good?
Well, you can ask me, man. You're talking to
what's
doctor.
A good blood pressure, Jack?
I would say between the top number between 90 and 120 is probably like a safe zone. I'm gonna guess Eric.
Would you say
is,
120 and 80 over 80?
Yeah, that's good. That's damn, probably like right at the top. Once you get over that, though, then you're starting to creep your way towards an
when
elevated.
When it starts to get, the high stage is 140 over 90 is like, and then 180 over 120 it says ER time, emergency room.
Yeah, that's not true. That just means you've been having a couple spliffs that night.
Have you ever had a shocking blood pressure? Like, have you had like a really bad? Have you ever gotten into the 180 over 120 range?
No. I've never had the alcoholic style. I'm going to guess Eric is 147.
147
over, I don't know, 110. I'm going to guess it is slightly shockingly high.
Here, let's write down all these predictions. 147 over, what did you say, 98?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I don't know about that.
Yeah, wait, you said 100. 100.
No, I said 98, probably. Okay. You can't prove it.
Okay, blood pressure, and what else do they check? They check your balls. F, I'm gonna know that for show.
Okay, I'm going to guess balls feel good.
The balls feel amazing.
Stiff and good. I'm going to guess.
Really stiff balls.
They don't check much fucking else, right? The blood shit doesn't come back for a couple of days. I guess we could still guess that. I'm going to say cholesterol, almost zero.
Zero cholesterol.
Yeah, probably the smoothest arteries. Ooh.
What else do they do? They do ear check, heartbeat.
Heart rate, I guess, yeah. Arrhythmia.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.